Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, April 25th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. So as you know, the BOJ meets later this week on the 28th, to be more specific. Very timely to have you back on the podcast. Why don't we start things off with what you expect to hear from the BOJ on Thursday?
Okay. The Nikkei reported that Prime Minister Kishida announced 6.2 trillion yen of inflation relief. This should mitigate some of the negative externalities of the BOJ current monetary easing that Governor Clodagh clarified the BOJ would maintain as recently as Friday, April 22nd. The BOJ will meet on April 27th to 28th, and we expect it to keep monetary policy unchanged, with a policy rate at minus 0.1%, and the target level for the 10-year JGB yield at around 0%, with a range of 25 basis points. We do not expect the BOJ to make any changes to its framework for JGB purchases. At this month's meeting, the BOJ will likely consider first, the March Tankan survey. Second, the April BOJ branch managers meeting and the Sakura report on regional economies. And a third, a report on Japan's financial system by the BOJ's Financial System and Bank Examination Department. In addition, the policy board may also force need to maintain a tone consistent with the Kishida administration's inflation measures. The current cost push inflation impacting retail prices is an issue hard to overlook. At this month's meeting, we expect the BOJ to carefully examine first import inflation driven by the war in Ukraine and a surging resource prices, as well as a weaker yen. Second, normalization of monetary policy for the post-COVID economy. And third, the financial sector's capacity as G10 rates rise and the Ukraine crisis deepens.
Yeah, plenty on their plate to consider for sure. Sakito-san, you recently told me that you visited a number of our clients in Nagoya on a client roadshow. I'm curious what your take, it seems timely to me, given all these things that Japanese households and Japanese companies are experiencing and dealing with. So I'm curious what your takeaway from that roadshow was as it pertains to current economic conditions in Japan, as well as the Bank of Japan.
Okay. We have seen from recent Nagoya roadshows that the changes to trade terms from the weakening yen, rising G10 interest rates, and high resource prices make more opportunities to address financial strategies with Japanese companies and investors. Assumptions from the beginning of 2022 have changed dramatically. In our view, there is little likelihood that the BOJ will make any big changes to monetary policy frameworks based on the recent weakening of the yen. This is because the BOJ is likely to capitalize the rise in inflation as cost push inflation driven by higher resource prices. First of all, the March Tankan survey showed softer business sentiment, while the corporate sector projects inflation of under 2%. And a Sakura report included downward revisions to economic assessments of 7 of 9 regions in the country. Also, the spring wage negotiations did not deliver on the wage hike targets held by BOJ Haruhiko Clodagh since the beginning of his term. Furthermore, the March Corporate Goods Index, PPI, was a high 9.5% year over year. Overall, fiscal year 21 prices rose by 7.3% year over year, for domestic corporate prices, 32% year over year for import prices in yen terms, 27% year over year in contract currency terms. While the weakening of the yen has impacted import inflation, import prices also rose in terms of contract currency. We expect the BOJ to conclude that the weakening of the yen has been driving import inflation, primarily through high resource prices.
Yeah, that's certainly hard to argue with such a divergence in producer prices and import prices, you know, as compared to consumer prices. But still, it feels pretty clear to me that even if the BOJ keeps monetary policy unchanged at the April meeting, they will need to make some changes to some extent at an upcoming meeting. Said plainly, what could the BOJ's next move be?
Okay. While ongoing weakening by the yen has been forcing companies and investors to revisit their dollar assumptions set at the beginning of the year, the BOJ's 2% inflation target can't be considered to have been met. However, the ongoing inflationary stresses, including at the retail level, cannot be ignored. The BOJ may take some sort of action in light of the Kishida administration's inflation measures. The BOJ may consider bolstering first, the lending support program, and second, the climate change countermeasure operations out of the conclusion of its COVID operations at end September. The BOJ may make changes to policy with changes to interest rate incentives on current deposits as early as June or even this month, earlier than our previous main scenario of July, which would have the side effect of raising the front end of the JGB yield curve and limiting the rise in dollar yen.
Okay, so those are certainly changes, but those feel like some pretty marginal changes, you know, compared to the other G10 central banks, you know, namely the Fed as example, who's expected to deliver a, you know, 50 basis point hike. So Japan and the BOJ continue to be an outlier among their G10 or G7 central bank peers, according to your view. Interesting. So why don't we tie this back to the market and conclude with your outlook across various markets, including yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis.
On April 20th, the BOJ announced it will hold several straight days of fixed rate JGB buying operations as a divergence between the US and Japan monetary policies becomes increasingly clear. The 10-year Treasury yield has retreated from just below the 3% mark, with dollar weakening slightly. The dramatic surge in dollar yen has taken a break. Over the new term, the BOJ's April 27th to 28th Monetary Policy Board meeting will be closely watched. Yen rates are stabilizing with several straight days of JGB buying operations, while the US rates have room to move more. We expect dollar yen to take on a bullish bias from euro bias and trade within a 3 yen range at a higher range, 126 to 129. The yen swap rate curve has been steepening, especially on the long end. Upper the stresses on the yen rates are deep rooted. A 2-year JGB auction is coming up on April 27th. Over the near term, the BOJ has scheduled a series of fixed-rate JGB buying operations, and the front end of the yen yield curve could be relatively volatile. We expect the yen rates to have a neutral bias as long as they are under the BOJ's yield curve control measures. The front end of the yen basis curve has been tightening, while the bellies through the long end have been widening. Ministry of Finance data for April 3rd to 9th shows that Japanese investors have unloaded a net 31 billion yen of overseas securities, while overseas investors have net bought 159 billion yen of Japanese securities. This included net buying by 58 billion yen of overseas stocks and investment fund holdings by Japanese investors, amid net selling by 72 billion yen of medium to long-term bonds and 16 billion yen of short-term bonds. Japanese investors have been net seller of overseas assets for four straight weeks. Then foreigners net bought 1.2 trillion yen of medium to long-term Japanese bonds and 406 billion yen of Japanese stocks and investment fund holdings. They also unloaded a net 1.4 trillion yen of short-term Japanese bonds. Overseas investors have net bought Japan stocks for three straight weeks. Their appetite for Japan stocks has turned positive. At the same time, their demand for JGBs has improved. Overseas investors' appetite for JGB asset swaps may increase after they unload dollar and euro bonds. We still see a neutral bias for yen basis.
Okay, so it sounds like you're expecting dollar yen to consolidate at these higher levels and neutral on JPY rate for good reason, as the BOJ controls the curve with these fixed rate buying operations. And I think I'm hearing from you that you think that overseas investor appetite for JGB asset swaps, you know, could increase, keeping the basis, keeping the basis from widening out here. So, so great stuff. You know, thank you for taking us through it all, and great having you on the podcast again.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.